Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Bavli, Daf Nun Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chofvav Amud Beis, 11 lines from the foot of the page, Rabbi Hillah. Rabbi Hillah B'Shem Rabbi Shim Ben Lokesh, Achoyt Selem L'Avodah Zor, Afagav Da'at Amma, En Karka Nesa, Masim Boy, Al Kol Sitois V'Sitois, L'Kashi Yitalish Leike. Rabbi Hillah, quoting Rabbi Shim Ben Lokesh, said that one who hews a stone from a mountain to produce an idol, even though you say that a field cannot be prohibited, we warn him against making an idol for each and every chiseling. And when it is detached from the mountain, he receives lashes for each act of chiseling. And Rabbi Yossi at Shemamina, Ha'isat Selem L'Avodah Zor, Afagav Da'at Amma, Ein Davar, should say Shalai Nigmur at Malachtoi Nesa, Masim by Akol Kurnus or Kurnus, Lekishigame Leike. Rabbi Yossi says, prove from here that if one hews a stone from a mountain to make an idol, even though an item that is incomplete cannot be prohibited, we warn him about each and every hammer blow, and when he completes it, he receives lashes for each warning. Avodah Zor shel Nochri Asur Miyad, Lefichach Yesh La Bittul, V'Shei Yisor Mishutei Aved, Lefichach Ein La Bittul. An idol of an idolater is prohibited immediately, and therefore it can be annulled. And an idol of a Jew is only prohibited when it's actually worshipped, and therefore it cannot be annulled. Ami B'Zeira, Leif Kan, Lefichach, Ela Ein La Bittul, V'Yesh La Bittul. There's no idea of therefore here, as an annulling does not depend on when the prohibition actually takes effect. Avodah Zor shel Nochri Asur Miyad, Tichsiv Aved Tabedun Miyad, V'Shel Yisor Ad Shita Aved, Tichsiv O Ha'isha Sheyase Pesor Masicha V'Goyme L'Kishe Yasim. An idol of an idolater is prohibited immediately because the Pasuk says in Dvarim in Perek Yod Beis Pasuk Beis, we shall utterly destroy, meaning immediately. A Jew's idol is only prohibited when it's worshipped because the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Tes Vav, cursed is the man who makes any graven or molten image and sets it up in secret, meaning when it's worshipped in secret, that's when it becomes prohibited. The if the mechalfinle Avodah Zor shel Yisrael asa miyad dichsev o ha'ish ha'ish v'shel nochri ad shete avid dichsev abid tabidun eskalam akayimos ashe avdu sham hagoyim. There's a Tanna who disagrees with our mission and says that a Jew's idol is prohibited immediately because the pasuk says, "Cursed is the man who makes any graven or molten image," meaning that when he makes them, he becomes cursed, as it's already considered a functioning idol. An idolater's idol is only prohibited when he actually worships it, because the pasuk says, "You should utterly destroy all of the places where the nations worshipped." Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Shmuel shamala min hador em yorashtoi kushu Eloah be'esh tesarfu ve'emla v'she'atem yoshim oisam es Eloheihem. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, quoting Shmuel, says that the source of this first opinion that an idolater's idol is only prohibited when it was actually worshipped is from this pasuk in Dvarim in Perek Yud Beis Pesukim Beis and Gimel. It says, "You shall utterly destroy from all the places where the nations that you shall possess worship their gods, burn their asherois with fire. If you shall possess them after their worship, you must burn them because prohibited to gain benefit. If they were not yet worshipped, then that you shall possess their gods, which means you may gain benefit from them." Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem Rabbi Yannai, Shamala min hador loisach moed kesev v'zav aleihem es at ein at choymed v'lekech acheim choymdim v'at lekech. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yannai, said that learn that an idolater can annul his idol from the pasuk in Dvarim Perk Zion Apothecrophe, "You may not covet the silver or gold that's upon them and take it for yourself, lest you be ensnared by it, as it's an abomination to Hashem your God. You may not covet and take it from upon the idol, but others," means other idolaters, "may covet the silver and gold and annul the idol, and you can then take it." Rav Yochanan Omar, Lebar Jusoi, Chavas Vatacha Koilein, Salmaya, Denon Dimusin, Venachas Atavan Kulhoin, Par Chad. Rav Yochanan said to Bar Jusai, "Go down and break all of the idols that are in the bathhouses of Tiberia, except for one that you should leave." Why should it be left? Rabbi Yossi Rabun said, "Because a Jew is suspected of burning up incense to it, and since a Jew's idol cannot be annulled, breaking it would not help." Rabbi Ashi said in the name of Rav that Rabbi was sitting and teaching his son Rabbi Shimon, "A Gentile can annul both his and his friend's idol." Amalei Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi, "Ad dahavas chaylech alech kein as atnisoni hanochi mevatal avodizor sheloi v'shal yisol." When you were young, you taught me that a Gentile can annul his idol and a Jew's idol as long as he has a partnership in it. Amalei lav bnei avodizor sheavdi yisol ein la bitol ha'olam. Rabbi says to Rabbi Shimon, "It's not as I taught. Rather, even if they have a partnership in it, a Gentile can never annul the portion of a Jew." The Tani Kain Rub Shimon Bimanasya Aimer Avodah Zor She'Avdi Yisrael Ein La Bittul La'Olam. And we have a support from a Brisa that says, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says, if a Jew worshipped an idol, it can never be annulled. Rav Masnim Hashem Tama Da'ahein Tanaya, O Ha'isha Sheyaseh Pesel Masicha La'olam. Rav talks in the name of that Tana, why can it never be annulled? Because the Pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Tesvav, cursed is the man who makes any graven or molten image, and sets it up in secret. And it's understood to mean that it will always be in secret, as it can never be annulled. Bar Kapar, Ashkach Chad Izka, Tsar Chad Talei Va'am Va'armoi, Hava Padi Basrei, Hava Machilei, Hava Mekalei, Hava Amalei Roik, Allah, Vahulei Mekabaleluya, Ashtinalea, Vahulei Mekabaleluya, Hada Amra, Nochi Mivatal Vodazor Shiloh, Vishal Chaveiroi, Ad Kochoi, Vahushi Yodea, Tiv Vodazor Shiloh, Hada Amra Vodazora, Sha'avda Yisol, Ain La Bittal Oilamith. Bakapar found a ring with an idolatrous image on it. He saw an Aramean child, and another Aramean was running after him. Bakapar hit the adult Aramean and told him to spit on the image in order to annul it, and the Aramean refused. Bakapar told him to urinate on it, but the Aramean refused again. This proves that a Gentile can annul both his and his friend's idol, and is valid even if he was forced to do so. Also, this that Bar Kapar didn't use the younger Aramean to annul it was because the Gentile must understand the nature of idol worship in order to be able to annul it. The question is, since it was lost by the original owner, it should be like an idol that was abandoned by its worshippers during a time of peace, and it should already be annulled. Rav Zera answers, if the idolaters willingly abandoned it, a Jew is permitted to acquire it. But if the idolater merely lost it, when a Jew finds it, he cannot then annul it. Rav Amar, Bimus Leibatel, Ha, Meshamshin Batlo, I should say. Rav says, the platform on which an idol was placed cannot be annulled, as it's considered like the idol itself. However, items that serve the idol can be annulled. Mechalfas should say to Rav, Tamanhu Amar Mizu Ametik Kosla Vodazor Nesa Miad Vachad Amar Hochein. The question is, the opinion of Rav seems to have been switched. He said earlier that from the law that a platform was prohibited as soon as it's built, even before the idol was placed on it, it's learned that if a person manufactured a cup to serve an idol, it becomes prohibited immediately. And it shows that Rav views a platform merely as an item that serves an idol. However, here he said that a platform cannot be annulled because it's considered the idol itself. The Gemara answers, Kamba Shekita, Kamba Shalekita, the platform is considered like the idol itself when it was worshipped together with the idol. The Afilotema Kan Vakan, Bashalekita, the Gemara rejects this, both could be referring to when he didn't worship it, but Rav is in fact coming to teach that items used to serve idols cannot be annulled. Rav Kadate, Rav Amar Mizu Hamatich Kois Lavodazor Nesa Miyad. Rav follows his reasoning that if a person manufactures a cup to serve an idol, it becomes prohibited immediately. Rav Amar Bimus Leibatel Ha Batlu, bottle it should say. Another version is that Rav said that if a platform became damaged, it's not automatically annulled. We can deduce from here, though, that if it was actively annulled, the annulment is valid. The Gemara asks, Mechalfa should say to Rav, Taman Amar Rav Sheshis B'Shem Rav, B'Shehuchu Lahem Hamalachim B'Derech Acheret, V'Hachu U'Amar Hachin. The question is that the opinion of Rav seems to be switched. In discussing the Mishnah later, he says, platforms of kings upon which idols are placed are permitted because they are set up for when the kings pass by. Rav Sheshis said that Rav explained that it refers to when the king eventually travelled on a different route, and it shows that even if it became annulled automatically, it's a valid annulment. However, here he said that if a platform became damaged, it's not annulled. And the Gemara answers, Kan b'shekita, Kan b'shloikita, it's not annulled when he worshipped the platform together with the idol, but when he didn't worship it, it can become annulled automatically. Afilotema Kan v'kan b'shloikita, I should say, Rav kadate, Rav Amar Mizu Ametich Kois Shel Avodazor Nesa Miyad. The Gemara rejects it and says both could be referring to when he didn't worship it. Rav follows his reasoning that if a person manufactured a cup to serve an idol, it becomes prohibited immediately. Amar b'yechonon, Matzei v'kolshu yechidis mizbech kolshu avonov, when the Torah says in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, smash their monuments, it's referring to something made from a single stone. And when it says, and you shall break apart their altars, it's referring to something made from multiple stones. Chizkiah Amar, Matseva, Kirin Chepagma, Bitla, Mizbech, Sarach Lepagem, Kol Evan, Ve'Evan. Chizkiah said, as soon as your monument is damaged, it's annulled, but as far as an altar is concerned, each stone must be damaged. Masnisa de Chizkiah, Pliga, Aluya, Nitatz de Esa Mizbeach, Hanachlai Shibalti Esa Matseva, Hanachla. A Baisa that Chizkiah taught creates a difficulty for this statement, because based on the pasuk we had earlier, and you shall break apart their altars and smash their monuments, just as a single break in a monument is sufficient and the rest can remain intact, so a single break in an altar is sufficient and it's not necessary to break each and every stone. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Nachman, B'Shem, Rabbi Hoshia, Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Rabbi Loza, B'Shem, Rabbi Hoshia, B'Shem, Kol Avnei Mizbeach, Ka Avnei Gir, Munu Patsois, Vaduf achoyhem ashtakaka bitsasam bina ilam vamhacha shibata matseva hanachla nitasta matseva hanachla. The answer is the Vizeva, Abirza Banachman, quoting Rehoshia, Rebechia, Rebaba Blaza, quoting Rehoshia, say, the Pasuk says that the Yeshaya, the Novi, rebuked the people that they must hunt for and completely destroy all of their idolatrous altars and scatter their dust, as it says in Yeshaya, in Perek Chazayin, Pasuk Tes, by making all the altar stones like crushed chalk stones. However, the Pasuk in Dvarim is referring to when they first entered the land, when a lesser form of smashing was sufficient. The Gemara asks that the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Chafav Pasuk Aleph, you shall not make idols for yourselves, nor shall you set up a statue or monument for yourselves. If make means the same as set up, why does the Pasuk change from one verb to another? Rabbi Hila says, make refers to first constructing them, and set up refers to the prohibition of re-erecting them if they fell down. And the Gemara asks, "Siv nitatzim es mitzmechosam, uvishibatim es matzevosam, minay liten es ha'omer bazeh lazeh, ves ha'omer bazeh lazeh." The pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, "And you shall break their altars, smash their monuments, burn their asherus with fire, cut down the graven images of their gods." Now the three terms used are breaking, smashing, and cutting down. From where do we know that these terms can be applied to each of the items? Amrabun Bachia Lesadin is Amrith or Shibu or Gidua or Yetisa Lakal Achas Baachas. Rabun Bachia says he answers the Pasuk should be read as break or smash or cut down rather as a requirement to perform all three actions with each item.